Cubs and Nationals wrapping up their four-game series on Thursday, tied at one, top seven, and a moment right here that Jamer Candelario will not soon forget.
For Renteria, even though there weren't high expectations for the White Sox.
There's a deep drive right center, way back, it's gone! Jamer Candelario.
Floating around those bases.
His first major league home run, and it's a go-ahead shot to make it 2-1.
Murphy has his lead. He's not going. The pitch driven in the air, deep left center field. Back goes Jay, back to the wall, home run. Anthony Rendon with a two-run homer to left center. And just like that, the Nationals lead 3-2.
1-1 to La Stella. That's a base hit. Caratini scores. Baez on his way to third. The throw will be cut off by the pitcher Trinan up along the third base line. It's a one-run ball game. Out into right center. Baez will score. La Stella to third. He's going to be sent to the plate. Relay throw. Not in time. Cubs lead.
Wow.
Called strike three. Cubs win. Cubs win, and they steal one from the Nationals and get a series split.
Well, you talk about a feel-good win. The W here in the nation's capital.
The Cubs stunned the Nationals 5-4 after becoming the first player since D. Gordon back in May of 2014 to steal more than 20 bases in a single month. Trey Turner was then hit by a pitch in the seventh inning, which fractured his wrist. The Cubs look to carry their momentum into Cincinnati this weekend as they take on the Reds.